USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic terror plot foiled, and the Queens, New York man accused of wanting to carry it out is going to be in court shortly. That suspect, now identified as 22-year-old Ashiquil Alam, was reportedly going to use grenades to attack people in Times Square. The U.S. Navy says the Russian destroyer that nearly collided with the USS Chancellorville overnight made an unsafe maneuver. The U.S. 7th Fleet posting a statement that says the Russian ship maneuvered from behind and to the right of the Chancellorville and then sped up, trying to strike that U.S. ship. The near collision happening in the Philippine Sea as the Chancellorville was trying to recover a helicopter that had gone into the water. The Labor Department says the economy created an unexpectedly low 75,000 jobs last month. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Democratic presidential frontrunner and former VP Joe Biden is now backing away from his longtime support of a provision that bans the use of federal funds to pay for most abortions. Biden's campaign saying this week he still supported what's called the Hyde Amendment. Last night at a Democratic gala, he said he can no longer support it.
If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code.
Saying he changed his position because of recently passed abortion restrictions by Republican-controlled states. Two New York City police officers taking their own lives within 24 hours of each other. Now Police Commissioner James O'Neill is urging officers to get help if they need it, writing to the department that it's critical to discuss their mental health issues. He said seeking help is never a sign of weakness. Iconic musician Dr. John has died at the age of 77. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Organizers asking Americans to wear orange to call attention to the issue. The American Public Health Association is behind this fifth annual observance of Gun Violence Awareness Day. Another person speaks out after the mysterious deaths of Americans at a resort in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
A Denver, Colorado couple claims they fell ill at the same Dominican Republic resort where three Americans died just 5 days apart last month. Kaylin Krall says her and her boyfriend visited the resort and became sick after saying no to a timeshare. She explains to ABC News her symptoms.
We were drooling excessively. My eyes would not stop watering. That night, we both woke up soaked in sweat at like 4 in the morning. I was having the worst intestinal cramping I've ever experienced. It felt like a chainsaw going through my gut. And kind of terrified, we booked a flight home before the sun came up.
Krull's doctor believes she was experiencing poisoning from insecticides.
And Beach Boys singer Brian Wilson says he's postponing his upcoming tour dates because of his mental health, saying on his website he plans to rest and recover and then get back on stage. He's postponing his June tour dates. August dates for his Pet Sounds and Greatest Hits Live tour are still on. Remember to check out our newly redesigned website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.